I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. And now for something completely different. My colleague here, Robert, interviews John Cleese and Eric Idle, or tries to.
All right. I'm going to, first of all, attempt to read an introduction.
Can we make little noises while you're doing it?
Yes, you may. Feel free.
Okay.
Feel free. Okay.
Okay.
Now, memories of lumberjacks who are okay, parrots who aren't, knights who say knee, Englishmen being turned into Scotsmen by a pudding from outer space, the Ministry of Silly Walks, and much else. If none of this rings a bell with you, nor the noises that you're hearing behind me, it's probably because you are unfamiliar with Monty Python, and unfamiliarity probably breeds something that you don't want. Anyway, the occasion for this item with accompaniment is that two of the founders of the great English comedy group, Monty Python, John Cleese and Eric Idle, are soon taking their show together again at last for the very first time to the United States in October. And they are, as you can hear, joining us from London to talk about it. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Very nice. We are the two tallest members, by the way, the two tallest surviving members. So,
the only two good-looking ones.
Yes. So that's why we're together again at last for the very first time.
But it wasn't easy to get rid of Palin, was it? I mean, he was desperate to be with us, you know, because his career's not going so well. But we said there's only room here for two people on stage, Mickey. So he's gone off to do one of those travel series, and he does so well.
Michael Palin, yeah. Perhaps you could begin, not that you haven't begun already, but by explaining the title of the show, which actually makes more sense than it sounds. Together again at last, for the very first time.
Well, actually, I like the my latest title I like very much, which is the World Tour of Florida, because that describes rather more what we're actually doing. We are seriously touring Florida for a month, with a little bit of an extension up to Baltimore. I think we bounce into Baltimore,
Georgia, and North Carolina.
But we are, in fact, we are actually together again at last for the very first time, just the two of us. You know, we've never done this. We did talk about it a million years ago, when we were much younger.
And it happened, as I think a lot of sort of interesting things sometimes happen by complete accident, which is last year in November, I was in L.A., and Eric very kindly agreed to interview me for my book. I was plugging my autobiography. And we just went out in Pasadena in front of a very friendly and warm audience. And afterwards, we couldn't remember a single thing we'd said. And it was a total riot. And we didn't say it at the time, but the two of us kind of independently thought, there's money in them there, laugh.
Now, is the fact that you're going to Florida, I guess in season in October, it's a good time to go to Florida.
Yes, it's the only place we can find people older than we are to entertain.
I was going to raise that delicately.
Yes.
Are you seeking out folks who remember you from the 1970s?
Well, we don't need people with memories, but people who do remember to come to the theatre would be nice.
We want to start our references, you know, John Foster Dulles and things like that.
We think it's a very jolly good senior evening.
Actually, there's two reasons we're coming to Florida. First of all, it's a nice place to go and it's warm. And the towns and cities are quite close together, so we don't have to fly domestic, because I find these days any domestic flights in America or Europe are just horrible. I'm just so uncomfortable. So we'll be able to get everywhere by car. And the other thing is, we don't know if it's going to be any good. I mean, it may be absolutely terrible. And we can dream. But even if it's just satisfactory, we may want to keep it quiet. It'll be easier to keep it quiet if we've been in Florida than it would be if we'd been somewhere like New York.
An evening of just satisfactory entertainment. Barely entertaining. Said the Florida Examiner. If you're doing nothing else for the next 3 years, then you should probably avoid this show.
Well, this
an evening of sit-down comedy. Actually, my wife had a nice title for it, but Eric didn't like it. And my wife suggested that we should call it The Two Erics.
But how would that work with your being named John?
Well, I could change my name quite easily. I could become Eric Cleese, and she thought it was such a catchy title. She didn't see any great difficulty with it. But I couldn't persuade Eric, who's a very rational guy, and keeps his eye on the bottom line.
I kept looking for the joke, you know, but I think the secret is that John thinks Eric is a funny name because he once wrote a sketch where everything in it was called Eric. It was Eric the Fish. And Eric the fruit bat.
That's right.
And Eric the half a bee.
Yes.
So he just thinks, being a snobby southerner, really, he thinks of Eric, which is a northern name.
Shame on you, Eric's not a northern name. I had an Uncle Eric, and I adored him. Oh, I adored Uncle Eric. He made wonderful, wonderful little models of boats.
Were they U boats?
No, they were me boats.
They were U boats,
yeah. That's what I'd say. We should promise the listeners the show will be a lot better than this.
Oh, don't worry, the listeners have already switched off, John.
Does the show...
You'll edit out the bad bits, won't you, Robert?
If we can find any good ones, we'll edit out the bad bits.
No, we'll do that, for sure. Is it only the two of you, or do you have a supporting cast of extras, a chorus, sheep, anything like that in this production?
Just the two of us, because last year at O2, we did it with, you know, we had a huge show to fill a huge arena.
Yes.
And we had 20 very beautiful boys and girls who, you know, came and sang and danced. And this year, they are sadly not coming with us because they're very expensive.
Yes. This is unbelievably cheap. I mean, it costs them two armchairs, a projector
build
for
it
slides.
Up. There's a set.
And then there's going to be a table and two chairs.
Yes.
So that's it.
And one naked lady.
One naked lady, yeah. Yes.
Well, look, I could keep you here for a long time, but
Please do.
You guys have been great. We do have some of that pointless news to get to on our program.
Oh, excellent. Which is why we are so grateful for NPR, let's say that, because yes. I'm a huge NPR fan
NPR.
And listener.
We
and
love
in my
NPR.
Car, NPR is always on.
My NPR in my car. There's a slogan for you. You can have that for free.
Okay. Well, I'll try to say thank you, and you can make whatever appropriate noises you want to make during that. Well, John Cleese and Eric Idle. Thank you. Thank you very much for both speaking with us and also communicating in this way as well. Thanks a lot for talking to us.
Thank you, Robert.
Cleese and Idle's show coming next month to Florida is called Together Again at Last for the Very First Time.